Here at Manjushri Kadampa Meditation Center, there are 80 acres of grounds and woodlands. And in the springtime and early summer, now it is so beautiful walking in the woodlands. And because at the moment the public aren't able to visit, due to the restrictions coming from the pandemic situation, there is so much wildlife appearing in the woodlands. There are so many squirrels, and when you draw close, they run up the nearest tree. There are ducks and ducklings, and when you draw close, they jump into the lake. Birds pecking at seeds on the ground. When you come close, they fly off into the air. Everybody takes refuge in something or someone. Everybody, even these examples of the animals, rabbits running below ground into their burrows. Everyone is seeking refuge, protection from suffering, dangers, fears. So when did we start looking for real refuge, protection? Since beginningless time, we have all been looking. Since beginningless time, actually, it's so sad, because although everyone is looking for real protection from suffering, we're not finding it, because sufferings, dangers, problems, they're getting worse in our society. So we can think, either there is no refuge anywhere. It's sort of hopeless. There is no refuge, no protection. Or we're looking in the wrong place, in the wrong way, from the wrong source. We need to seek refuge where refuge can be found. So normally we seek refuge in the things of this world, but we will never find real refuge there, because we are seeking refuge in incorrect objects. So this is very deep. But all the objects of our impure world are the nature of suffering. They can't protect us from suffering. This is actually our own experience. So we need to seek refuge where it can be found. So we are like a thief who entered Milarepa's cave one night, looking for something valuable to steal. So Milarepa's a very famous Buddhist practitioner of ancient times. Hearing him in the darkness, Milarepa laughed and said, "How do you expect to find anything valuable here at night, when I cannot find anything valuable here during the day?" So how can we expect to find refuge, protection, happiness in the empty cave of this impure world while obscured by the darkness of our delusions? when all the Buddhas with their omniscient wisdom have been unable to find it. We need to seek refuge where it can be found. We need the inner protection of spiritual experience. Or we can say, we need Dharma, Buddha's teachings, mixed with our mind. The realizations of Buddha's teachings, holy Dharma, is our actual refuge. If we achieve any of these realizations, we say the realizations of the stages of the path, Lamrim, they will directly protect us from fear and suffering. It is Dharma, Buddha's teachings, that are our actual refuge. We must develop experience of Dharma in our heart. This spiritual experience is actual protection, the refuge we have been seeking since beginningless time. If we really want protection, we need to accomplish it within our own mind. We cannot find protection outside our mind in external things. We need to establish refuge in our mind. So, for example, if we gain even a small experience of patience, this will protect us from the problems and sufferings caused by anger. If we develop some experience of love and compassion, this will protect us from the problems and sufferings coming from selfish intention. If we develop some experience of contentment, this will protect us from the pain of our restless, discontented mind. Dharma in our mind is our real protection. We develop the realizations of Buddha's teachings in our heart through meditation and through receiving Buddha's blessings and the help of pure spiritual practitioners, our Sangha. So as Buddhists, we say our real refuge is Dharma in our heart, Buddha and Sangha, these three precious wish-fulfilling jewels, our actual refuge. How wonderful if we turn our mind and seek refuge where it can be found in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Our suffering will become less and less and less until eventually we are permanently liberated from all suffering and experience only happiness and have the ability to protect others and lead them to pure and lasting happiness also.